In this episode, you will discover the number one way online coaches with podcasts ruin their growth and progress. Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a show helping entrepreneurs with podcasts turn a slow growth show into a rapidly growing positive ROI podcast. Hello, my name is Anthony Wineri.
I'm Tiger O'Shea.
And in this episode, you will discover why most entrepreneurs sabotage their own growth by changing strategies way too early.
Some hidden behind-the-scenes signs that show a strategy is actually working that most podcasters ignore.
And finally, the number one thing you can put in place to grow faster and monetize without getting bogged down on the wrong details. Hello and welcome back to another Monday episode where we dive deep and explore the hidden reasons why your podcast isn't growing or monetizing as fast as you'd like and address the uncomfortable truth around what's holding you back from taking your show to that next level. So look, Tyke, after working with 400 plus business owners to grow and monetize their show, I think we've started to notice a very specific trend, which is what?
That most don't fail because their strategy doesn't work. They fail because they sabotage it before it has time to work. We're talking podcast strategy, growth strategy, the things you're doing intentionally to break past your current level of growth and really attract way more listeners and opportunities.
Now, this happens because most online coaches try to figure everything out on their own. And the worst part is they think they're making a smart decision. Look, we had one of our clients who recently shared something in our community. You see, a couple of months ago, we helped her implement our podcast SEO strategy, which is what, Tyke?
Well, it's our proven approach for getting our clients, podcasters, ranked on page one of Apple and Spotify for specific keywords or search terms their target listeners use when looking for new podcasts on these streaming platforms. And we have found this podcast SEO to be the fastest, most reliable way to position yourself as an expert on a specific topic,
reach thousands of new listeners each month organically,
and attract red-hot prospects who are searching for solutions to their problems, hence they're red-hot. Because unlike social media, you're not posting and hoping that you can drag someone away from their doom scrolling, you're actually catching people who are searching on Apple and Spotify ready to find content.
Weeks after applying our strategies, her downloads weren't growing any faster, and she started feeling frustrated and kept coming to our coaching calls asking the exact same question.
This strategy isn't working. Should I change something?
And our answer was always the same. No. Then the following week, she'd come on the call and say the exact same thing.
This strategy isn't working. Should I now change something?
And of course, we'll give the exact same answer, but this time way more direct. No. Don't fuck with your keywords. Leave everything as it is.
What are keywords, Anthony?
So when a new client comes on board, we help them pinpoint 3 to 4 winning keywords, which are search term phrases, that they should rank for, that they should target. These are search terms their target audience are actively searching in on Apple and Spotify. So when we are able to rank for these keywords, it means they're being found by loads of the right listeners. That's how Apple and Spotify and podcast SEO works.
Hence Anthony's point of don't fuck with your keywords.
Because she wanted to change her keyword because she thought it wasn't working. But like we said, eventually the message sunk in that she shouldn't mess with her keywords. And we gave her a simple tracking tool which helped her see where she was ranking for her specific keywords. Now, Tyke, when we dug into the data of what was going on behind the scenes and where she was ranking for these keywords, what did we find?
Well, we found that her rankings, which means where, what page on the search results she shows up for, had been climbing steadily for weeks, which meant that the strategy was working very well. It was working really just how it should. We just hadn't had the final culmination breakthrough point yet. But we could clearly see a build up towards that.
And having looked at the data, she was on track and well on her way to ranking on page one for her main keyword, which is dementia, which again is a huge keyword that once she's on page one, things will go crazy. Now, this is where most online coaches screw themselves. They don't see the behind-the-scenes progress. they don't know where to look for such a thing. So you essentially panic and you decide to switch strategies because things, quote unquote, aren't working. You reset and restart everything and reset the progress you've been making for weeks, if not months, which is exactly what almost happened to our client, Eleni.
If she hadn't had someone guiding her, she would have changed her strategy, switched the keywords and reset her progress, reset her rankings on Apple and Spotify, and therefore thrown away months of progress.
And the craziest part about that is she would have completely 100% believed she was making the right decision based on the facts, my downloads aren't growing.
Which is a bit like digging for gold, getting 3 feet away from the treasure, and then deciding to dig somewhere else, all because you didn't have your gold smell sensor turned on.
If there's such a thing. Whereas, because she had us mentoring her, we could give her the perspective that allowed her to skip years of trial and error and helped her make progress way faster and feel confident in key business and podcast decisions. Because Lainey had us to share that perspective with her because we've done this hundreds of times. She stayed on course and now she's well on her way to having a real breakthrough with her downloads growing, progressing and moving in the right directions. And she stayed on course and her podcast is finally growing. And guess what? She's yet to have that massive breakthrough once she reaches page one. This is just a result of her climbing the rankings on Apple and Spotify and becoming way more visible.
So for you listening right now, if you're posting good content, great content even, but still not growing, it's more than likely because you're invisible on Apple and Spotify, which are the main platforms new listeners to go and find new shows. And no amount of social media or other type of promotions will fix this fundamental issue.
Now, the thing that screws most online coaches over is the sin that Eleni almost committed, which is switching up her strategies way too soon, picking a keyword and then tiptoeing and nearly changing things because quote-unquote things weren't working rather than tracking the data. This is an SEO sin that keeps so many podcasters stuck.
But there's not just one SEO sin. There are seven deadly SEO sins, and most podcasters are making way more than just one without the right strategy and mentorship in place to be able to see clearly and experience intentional fast growth. That's exactly why we made the SEO sin cheat sheet, helping you identify all of those mistakes, making you invisible on Apple and Spotify, and of course, how to fix them so you can finally start growing. To access this now and start making your podcast more visible today, just go to the first link you see in the show notes or visit getmorelisteners.com/SEOsins.